ideas. Well, we're going to the July meeting, starting at 4:34. In attendance, we have Case Wood, Julian Wills, Doug Barrett, Karen Callahan, Michael White, Pam White, Steve Finney, Sarah Robinson, Carol Leonard, and Peter Blahoff, and observer Nick Gatsby. All right. Apologies. Apologies, we have Councillor Dewar. And we have disclosure of interest. Do we have any disclosure of interest for the any of the items? No response to previous public questions. We get public question time. So Nick, if you have any questions of the council, this is your time to ask them.
Look, I'm just happy to observe for this meeting. That's how we go next time around.
We have no presentations, petitions, deputations, applications for leave of absence.
Yes, for the next meeting, August.
August meeting, okay. Somebody like to move, Sarah, so Steve, any second that? Councillor Wills, and all those in favour, carried 6-0. No announcements from the presiding member. No, ordinary council meeting, 9th of June 2025. Recommendation of minutes of the ordinary meeting of council held on the 9th of June 2025 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Would somebody like to move that? Councillor Leather, seconded. Councillor Robinson, all those in favour. Carried 6-0. Item 11.1, the planning framework report review, officer's recommendation that the council approves the report and review in accordance with regulation 66(1)(b) and c of the planning and development local planning scheme and regulations 2015 and submits to the WAPC. Two, approves the following staged approach to update Shire's local planning framework. Stage one, new consolidated scheme. Remove inconsistencies with model and deem provisions. Restructure according to model scheme text. Apply standard zoning, reserving on a like-for-like basis. Use model and use definitions. Retain existing development controls. Include exemptions from development approval and update scheme maps. Stage two, local planning strategy update. Identify current planning as planning issues and strategic directions. Apply state planning frameworks for the next 15 years and identify future land needs. Stage three, future scheme amendments. Amend the new scheme as needed to reflect the strategy. Three, approves the review of current land planning policies to identify any amendments, revocations, or new policies required. So, would somebody like to move that? And then I'll ask Karen to speak to it. What is the recommendation?
I'm happy to
move it.
I was going to ask a question, Mr. President.
We'll speak after. Right. Had a move in a second. You want to? Is somebody like second? Councillor Barrett? Karen, you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, the report of review is the first step in amalgamating the town planning scheme. It should be done every 5 years where report review is done, and it's a health check basically of our local planning scheme and strategy. As we know, that hasn't been done for quite some time. We've worked in collaboration with the Department of Lands, Planning and Heritage to finalise the report of review. And the next step now is the Mount Valley town planning schemes, and then eventually from there, development strategy.
Okay.
That's it.
Steve, you had a question?
Steve, I just think my question is thinking.
Another question?
Just to the chair. The item 3.2.3, I thought that was well written, I thought. Of the attachment. Yeah.
All right. I put the motion. All those in favour? Carry 6-0. All right, financial statements. That the monthly, the officer's recommendation, the monthly financial statements for the period ending 30 June 2025 be received. Would someone like to move that? Councillor Little, seconded Councillor Robinson. And have you got any comment to make to that?
The statements provided are an interim statement. End of year adjustments still need to be made. So, which might affect the content, hopefully not the carry forward position. There's significant variances in some of the capital section where we didn't get works complete, but it's ongoing around the Carrier Park development primarily. So that's carried over to the new budget. Claims for some funding are carried forward into the new budget. And that's pretty much where it is. Transfers from reserves weren't as high as expected because we didn't, while we ordered the new truck, it wasn't delivered, so we couldn't draw down from that, so that's carried over into the new budget as well. I'm not sure if anyone has any questions.
Any questions going on there? Okay, thank you. All those in favour, the open. Carried 6-0. Monthly listed payments. Officer's recommendation that in accordance with regulations 13.1 and 13A.1 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, a list of payments paid under delegated authority or with shire purchasing cards for June 2025 be endorsed, comprising municipal fund check, electronic funds transfer, EFT, and direct debit payments totaling $1,522,210.31, and credit purchasing card payments totaling $2,154.90. Would somebody like to move the officer's recommendation, please? Councillor Penny, seconded Councillor Barrett. Was there any questions on that? Sorry. Any questions to come on that? I think we need to elaborate on that. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Corporate business plan quarterly progress report. Corporate business plan 2024 to 2028 quarterly progress report for the period after June 2025 as presented be received. Would somebody like to move that? Councillor Robinson, seconded Councillor Penny. Pam, would you like to make a comment to this?
There's nothing much to talk about, really. It's just a snapshot of where we've been for the last quarter. I've made the comment in the item that many of the actions that are reported as in progress or not started are actually multi-year actions. So doesn't necessarily look good, but they're not in the actions.
Thank you. All those in favour of the office Motion carried 6-0. Annual budget adoption for the year ended 3rd of June 2026. Officer recommendation. That the following recommendations are adopted. General rates, that rate revenue be increased by 4.5% for the year ending 30th of June 2026, and the following rate in the dollar be adopted for the Shire of Renewal Tamla. Unimproved values of 0.4115 cents in the dollar, and gross rental value of 8.2650 cents in the dollar. Minimum rates. That the minimum rate for gross rental values is set at $645 per assessment, and the minimum rates for unimproved values is set at $645 per assessment. Refuse and recycling charges, refuse and recycling charges, that in accordance with the provisions of the Waste Avoidance and Resource Recovery Act 2007, the Council imposes the following refuse and recycling charges for residential and commercial properties for 2025-2026. Refuse and recycling collection, $200 million. Additional refuse green bin, $170. Additional recycling yellow bin, $140. Item 4, transfer station passes, that an annual transfer station pass be distributed with the 2025-2026 rates notices on the basis of one pass per property ownership. 5, discount of general rates, that in accordance with provisions of section 6.46 of the Local Government Act 1995, a 5% discount is offered on 2025-2026 general rates. Full payment of rates, arrears, ESL and refuse charges is received within 35 days from the date of issue on the rate notice. Interim rates, that a 5% discount is offered on interim rates levied, provided full payment is received within 35 days from the date of issue on the rate notice. 6, payment options. That in accordance with the provisions of section 6.45 and 6.50 of the Local Government Act 1995, the following payment options be offered for the payment rates. A, single installment with 5% discount. Payment in full includes all arrears by 9th September 2025 and be eligible for 5% discount on current general rates and charges. B, two installments. First installment of 50% of the total current rates, ESL refuse charges, installment charges plus the total outstanding arrears payable by 9th September 2025, and the second installment balance of the total current rates, ESL refuse charges, and installment charges by 9th January 2026. C, four installments. The first installment of 25% of the total current rates, ESL refuse charges and installment charges plus the total outstanding arrears payable by 19th September 2025. And the second, third and fourth installments, each of 25% of the current rates, ESL refuse charges and installment charges payable by 19th of November 2025, 19th of January 2026 and 19th of March 2026 respectively. Interest and administration charges for installment options, that in accordance with provisions of section 6.45 of the Local Government Act 1995, an administration fee of $10 per installment notice be imposed together with an interest charge of 5.5%, both of which applies to the second installment, the third installment option, and the second, third and fourth installments of four installment options. Late payment penalty interest, that in accordance with the provisions of section 6.13 and 6.51 of the Local Government Act and regulations 9A and 70 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, an interest rate of 11% per annum be adopted. Penalty interest will apply to all charges which remain unpaid after 35 days from the day of issue of the rate notice. Excluded are eligible pensioners, deferred pensioner rates and current installment amounts not yet due. 9, members' meeting attendance space. That in accordance with section 5.99 of the Local Government Act 1995 and the Salaries and Expenses Tribunal, Local Government Chief Executive Officers and Elected Members of Termination No. 1 of 2025, Part 6, an annual allowance for meeting attendance space of $700,000 per annum for the President and $9,000 per annum for councillors be adopted. Independent committee member meeting fees, item 10, and in accordance with section 5.100 of the Local Government Act 1995 and the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal, Local Government Chief Executive Officers and Elected Members Determination No. 1 of 2025, Part 6, a meeting attendance fee of $130 per meeting for independent committee members be adopted. President and Deputy President allowance, that in accordance with section 5.99 of the Local Government Act 1995 and the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal, Local Government Chief Executive Officers and Elected Members Determination No. 1 of 2025, Part 7, an annual allowance of $10,000 for the President and $2,500 for the Deputy President be adopted. Members' travel expenses that in accordance with section 599 of the Local Government Act 1995 and the Salaries and Allowances Tribunal, Local Government Chief Executive Officers and Elected Members Determination No. 1, 2025, Part 8. Travel expenses are adverse to elected members at the rate contained in section 13.6 of the Local Government Officers West Australia Award 2021. 13. Information and Communications Technology Allowance. That in accordance with section 5.99 of the Local Government Act 1995 and Salaries and Allowances Tribunal, Local Government Chief Executive Officer and Elected Members Determination No. 1 of 2025, Part 9, an annual Information and Communications Technology Allowance of $500 per council be adopted. Fees and charges, that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Local Government Act 1995, the scheduled fees and charges set out in the annual budget document for the year ending 30th of June 2026 be adopted. 15, determining material variances, that in accordance with provisions of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, section 34.5, the material variances recorded in the statement of financial activity in financial year ending 30th June 2026 will be 10% or $10,000, whichever is the greater amount. 16. Adoption of the annual budget. That pursuant to the provisions of section 6.2 of the Local Government Act 1995 and part 3 of the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, the annual budget for Shire Brimble Tambler for the year ending 30th June 2026 comprising Statement of Comprehensive Income, Statement of Cash Flows, Statement of Financial Activity, and Associated Notes and Supporting Information be adopted. Would somebody like to move that, please? Councillor Wills, seconded. Councillor Leonard. Okay, is there anything that we need to discuss there?
Through the Chair. Question, item number 4 comes up every year, the transfer passes for one property. What do we do? Clarify, I suppose, but probably two others at the farm, two people in here, one pass. They come and get another one? Or
you should be paying rates on different properties, though.
So if you've got one rate notice with two houses, we'll only give you one to pass.
Aye.
I think you should come buy another one.
Yeah, that's for a clarify.
Yeah. So if you've got five rate notices, we'll give you five tip notices.
Yeah. But it's some properties out of
one.
Two houses with one.
With
one rate notice.
A village, yeah. they should purchase some more because we don't know that kind of thing.
No.
Basically, possibly missing our rates.
How much would it be to purchase one for the chair?
We've sold very few the last financial year.
How much?
$22, I think. That did pass.
And there's multiple rivets in the room.
It's just, you get a pass, it's open slather for the year. So we actually don't sell many at all.
Any other questions? I will put the officer's recommendation. All those in favour? Carried 6-0. Corporate credit cards, item 13.5. Committee recommendation that the council 1. Notes the officers of the Auditor General Performance Audit Report number 19/23/24 Local Government Management of Purchasing Cards, and 2. Adopts the review of Policy 2.10 Corporate Credit Cards as presented. Somebody got to move that? Councillor Barrett seconded. Councillor Penny. That's been moved and it was case with. Any comment to that, Carly?
It's just an updating of the policy in line with current practice and recommendations from the OAG. And then also running behind that is internal procedures for us to manage corporate credit cards and purchasing cards.
Okay, thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour of the officer's recommendation? Carried 6-0. We have a procedural motion for which the meeting may be closed. So, item 14, procedural motion that in accordance with section 5.232 of the Local Government Act 1995, the meeting is closed to members of the public, with the following aspects of the Act being applicable. A, a matter affecting an employee or employees in a matter that if disclosed would reveal information about the business, professional, commercial, or financial affairs of a person. So we'd like to move that the Councillor Barrett, Councillor Wilkes, all those in favour, Gary 6-0, so now I'll have Nick to just step outside. We'll see you back in a minute. I'll call you back in a minute.
Sorry.